Bekutta Sikha is Chelek Chav Beis, Parsha Tazria, Sikha Aleph. It's a minig Yisrael, it's a Jewish custom, as by Arayim bringing a kind of Yisrael of Rama Vinu, that when a child is brought for his bris, Zainizich Mishtatav Azug Kvater, as their part of the ceremony is carried out by what's called a couple, a husband and a wife, called Kvaters, which means that they're the ones that bring the baby, escort the baby into the bris. The kvaterim bring them kin zum tirfen beis haknesses. The female, the woman who is acting in this role, brings the child to the door of the shul, or the cheder, or the room, if it's not in the shul, in any other room, whom is the maldim kin, where the bris is going to take place. When the kvater, and then the male, the man that is acting as the kvater, nemt fun ir dem kin, takes the child from the woman, from his wife typically, und bringt ihm zum Kisse shel Eliyahu, and brings that the child to the chair of Eliyahu, which is where the sandik sits, and so on, according to Chabad custom anyway. Minig Yisrael Teirehi, and since the minig, a Jewish minig, is considered part of Teireh, is moving, so therefore it's understood as euch dot der minig by Eden is Teirehi, that this minig too is Teireh, gets the importance of being part of Teireh. Yesh loimar, so one could say about what the origins of this minig are. As euch dem inyen, that in regards to this matter, das was an isha, chodsh euch ir is nishtod de mitzvah lomel, that a woman, even though a woman does not have the mitzvah mila, etc., kilakaman, as will be discussed later, is eingefiert bedafke, still, it is, the minig is that a woman too, that this becomes part of the ceremony, azizel messiah sein zu mitzvah mila, that she should also be of assistance, be part of the ceremony of preparing the child for mila. Und is do a kein smach veremes beparshasenu. So for this, how do we know that a woman should be part of it since she doesn't have the mitzvah, the chiyuv of mila to begin with? Not only that she doesn't have a bris, obviously, but also that she doesn't have the mitzvah of circumcising her son. But yet, specifically, a woman should be involved in the role of the kvaterin by a bris. So we can find a support for this in the pasuk in our parsha. The pasuk in our this week's parsha, and on the eighth day, the boy should have a bris mitzvah mila, which is the mitzvah of mila. State in the parsha from Isha Kisazria. What's the context of that pasuk? Where is it written? It's written in a parsha which talks about a woman and what happens, what her status is when she gives birth, and period of ritual impurity and the purity of period of purity and so on. It's all about the halachas that pertain to a woman when she gives birth. And in that parsha, it talks about that the boy should have a bris. Velchered vegen teiras hayerlis, it all talks about the laws of a woman that gives birth. Un behemshuch tzedem pasuk, and therefore, as the very next pasuk of a woman that will give birth, isha, etc., atzmai gleich noch dem. So in that pasuk itself, where it says a woman that will give birth, immediately following that pasuk, hagamas the mitzvah for yom hashmini yimel is the chiyuv aslikt alav, even though the mitzvah that on the eighth day he should have a bris, he should be circumcised, is the mitzvah that the father has to do, lomelos b'noi, to give a bris to his son. Mashen ken anisha is in dem nish mechoyev, whereas a woman, the mother, does not have that obligation. But the Gemara learned up, as the Gemara extracts from the pesukim, bizas is do ashakal v'tarim machlugasei isha is ksheir lomel. And it goes so far as there is even a discussion and a question whether a woman is permitted to do a bris. Never mind that she has the obligation to do it. Is she even permitted to do the bris? Avo Bikain stayed the mitzvah in the parsha of Egnayela. Still, the mitzvah of Mila is written in the parsha, which talks about the woman who was giving birth. And it's a parsha in which the husband is not even mentioned in this whole parsha. when oich and then pasuk gufa beyemish minig yimul b'fara law. So even the pasuk which talks about the bris, that on the eighth day he shall have his bris, state nish befedeshad does daftanda of. It doesn't say the father should do the or arrange a bris or do a bris. It just says he shall be circumcised. So nowhere is the father mentioned. Only in the context of the mother giving birth do we have the mitzvah of the child. Well, it's not the only place, but in this parsha, in the parsha which talks about the mother giving birth, that's where we find the pasuk ubeyem hashmini, that the son should have a bris. Vazdosis kenal akoponim haremez. So this is at least an allusion, a hint, somewhat of a connection, that a woman hatashaychus mitzvah mila, that a woman too has a connection to the mitzvah mila. It's mentioned in the parsha which talks about her and her status of as she gives birth. In them, what's the practical expression of the connection between the woman, the mother, and the bris? Is that that she becomes an escort to the child to bring the child to the bris in a formal way. Not to say that a mother doesn't have a connection to her son having a bris, but in a formal halachic way. So since it is minig Yisrael Torah that a woman should be part of the bringing of the child to the bris, to have his bris, so in this week's parasha we see an allusion to it, that she has a connection to the mitzvah of bris. Base. Bekama mekaymes, in many places, is by eden the minig, the Jewish custom is nish tzedemen an ishum uberes als kvaterin, that a pregnant woman should not be the kvaterin for the bris. Bringing them kind lebeis aknes is to bring the child to the shul to have its bris. Vibald azazoy is the minig Yisrael bekama mekaymes, and since that's the Jewish custom in many places, is movement that's understood as euch das hat an art in teirehi, that this too is important and becomes a part of teire. There's a reason why it is that way, a teire reason. As the well known response from the Rashba, what does he say? He says as a fila minig, that even a minig kabbalah biyatzkenim eskenis, which comes down to us from the elder generation, they said that this is how it should be done. In other words, we can't point to an actual sefer where it's mentioned. It's just that this is the tradition as it came down. You can't question that minig. In other words, you're going to say, how could that be a minig? It says over here, so and so, I have a question. The pasuk seems to be saying differently. You could have your question, but this is the minig, and we remain with the minig despite your question. That's what the Rashba says. So this too, the fact that a pregnant woman shouldn't be the kvaterin, it has that status. If them minig as a better zol nizayin kin kvaterin, for this minig that a pregnant woman should not be a kvater, verin gebracht kama taimim, a number of reasons are forwarded for this, as are brought about reasons that are suggested for this. One is to live sakana, that it could be a danger, machmas chash ayin hara va'oid, because people could have an ayin hara, could give an ayin hara, and other reasons. About pia yedua in imgoid ladib b'minhage Yisrael, but since we know that there is such a precise and clear cut way in which minhage Yisrael are set, is mistaber tzuzogim, therefore it's more logical to say, as the minig is nish fabunim mit a zaiteker sibe, or the chshash, that the reason not to have a pregnant woman be a kvaterin is not because there's some side issue, like let's say you don't want that she should get an ayin hara. That has nothing to do with whether she could be a kvater or not be a kvater. That's a completely unrelated issue. But since the minhag Yisrael is so specific, all minhag Yisrael is specific, so therefore the reason that it was set up must be because the very matter of being a kvater somehow is not appropriate if it's a pregnant woman. Nor erhat hashaychesun is negayet zum etzem einu minhag fin a kvater. It's more that it has a connection to the very idea of what a kvater is, and that for that reason a pregnant woman shouldn't do it. So what is that? V'yashloimar, perhaps we can say, b'negeyet su taimiyam and hagim b'chlal, in regards to taimiyam, the reasons for minhagim in general. Pirush v'diyak aloshim minig Yisrael teirehi, what is the meaning of when we say the minig of the Jewish custom is teireh? What does that mean? Number one, one way is that of seeing it is, thus is azach v'shat ha-teikif in teireh v'ein l'shanis. One way of looking at it is, what it means to say is, that our Jewish minig has the impact, the strength of Torah behind it, and therefore should not be changed. It's as if Torah says that this is how it should be done. Al derech minig of Aseinu Biyadeinu, like for instance what the Gemara says, the minig of our forefathers is what we maintain. We maintain the minig of our forefathers, and many important halachas are based on that. For instance, the second day Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz is all about minig avaseinu biyadeinu. Al tishanu minig avaseichem, or what is quoted in Yerushalmi, that you shouldn't change the minig of your forefathers. That's what it means. Minig Yisrael Torah means it has the impact, the force of Torah behind it, and don't change it. Another thing that it can mean is the minig is oich ahayra Torahi oifim toichen ha'inin ha'miyuchad ha'mitzim ba'ochan eriz, that the minig is a Torah. Here the word Torah is from the word teaching. The minig teaches about the mitzvah which it pertains to. Gimel v'yashleim rabir v'zeh. So to explain in regards to our minig that we're talking about a hektem, by first introducing al derech zeh v'is is the minig anal fun kvata bayabris. We know that just like there is this idea of an escort for the baby to the bris, gefindmen euch bei der Sie Chassan in der Sue Chassan und Kala. We also find a similar thing by when a Chassan and a Kala are getting married. Was tachlisem is the inyan from pru urvu hayladus banu mabanis. The purpose of marriage is for having children. So we find in regards to that as a zug shvinim unterfirer, that there is a couple which is considered the escorts. They're the ones that escort the chassan and the kala, firin the chassan and kala to the chuppah. They're the ones that escort the chassan and the kala to the chuppah. Und euch bei dem, and also in regards to this minig of escorting them to the chuppah, is minig Yisrael as an ishum aber zol nish zayin de unterfirer, and it's also the minig that a pregnant woman should not be the one to escort the chassan and the kala to the, or the kala to the chuppah. Steht in Svarim. So in regards to that, it's explained in Svarim as the beide minhagim b'shaiches zu an ish u'meberes, that both of these minhagim, which both exclude a pregnant woman, as izol nish zayin de kvater, and that she shouldn't be the escort by a brismila or nishkan shushvina by a chuppah, she should neither be the kvater by a brismila or the escort by the chuppah. Chad min hagahu, both of them stem from the same source. They're both the same minig. Essentially, they're the same thing. They come from the same reason. Al pizeh es verstandig as der tam von di beide minogim is oichadahu. Obviously, then, that the reason behind it is the same reason that a pregnant woman should neither be a kvata by a bris or an escort by the chuppah. So now we can get to explaining what the reason for it is, and it's a pretty straightforward explanation. We find in Shulchan Aruch, in regards to the minig of doing kaparas on Erev Yom Kippur, as benoishet to the Tanagelus the kapara fazich, that in addition to the chicken that the woman uses for herself, for her kapara, a pregnant woman also uses a male chicken, a rooster, as a kapara for the baby that she's carrying. It's only that in this question, in this matter itself, there are two opinions about what needs to be done. Is it enough to have one rooster and one hen, one for the mother, and if the baby is a girl, then they're both covered by the hen, and in case the baby is a boy, so the rooster. Because if the baby is a girl, so then the hen covers both of them. Since two men can also have a kapara with one chicken, they can use one chicken at the same time to for kaparas. And two women can use one hen. So therefore we see that it's acceptable to use one chicken for two people. So therefore the hen that the pregnant woman is using covers, can cover herself and the baby if it happens to be a girl. Or do you indeed need three chickens to be involved? There needs to be two hens, one ein tarnagel, one rooster. Ein tarnagel is for the mother, one hen for the mother. One ein tarnagel is tarnagel with tarnagel, and one rooster and one hen. Bishvil safek avlad, because you're unsure what the baby is. So it's a, could be a boy or could be a girl. So you have an extra extra hen and a rooster as well. That's a difference in what should be done for the pregnant woman. Is one hen enough, or do you need two hens? But that she should have a hen and a rooster, that's certain. When Azay is the minig, and that is in fact the minig, vid minig Arizal, which is the minig of the Arizal, as a moberes nem dry eifes, that a pregnant woman takes three chickens, two hens and a rooster. Al Pisa is moving in your name news. So based on this, we can understand in regards to our matter. The tzvei min hogim anal bekeshet zu anishu moberes, in regards to the two questions of a pregnant woman, why she shouldn't be an escort for a bris or for a chuppah. Minig Yisrael is, the Jewish minig is, asai di shushvina fulchosn kala, that both the escorts of the chosn kala, inside the kvaters by a bris mila, and as well the kvaters by the bris, so on zayin dafke tzvei an ish ve'isha, that it should be two people, a man and a woman. That's the minig. Or the tzvei fun yederen, or in the case of a chuppah, so you have two women and two men, one for the chosn, one for the kala. When the far is the minig Yisrael nishtunemen an ish ve'isha, and for this reason a pregnant woman should not be a kvater. And pal demels is don nor einer havlad. Noch einer, sorry, is demel se don noch einer. If a pregnant woman is the escort, then you have a third wheel to the party. It's an extra person, the baby. Varaya de vlad of hamakapara vazich. And how do we know that a baby is important in this, and that we don't say uber yerech imayhu? The halacha is that an embryo, a fetus, is considered a part of the mother's body. So why don't we say that it's just one person? The mother has another extension to her, which is a part of her body. But we see from the kaparas that we don't look at it that way. We see it as an independent person in regards to kapara. Therefore, the mele kumtuis as da seinen drei shushvinen. So that comes out that if a pregnant woman is going to be part of it, then there are three escorts in this party, other kvaters, or three, whether for the bris or for the chuppah. Unes is oich nish bishava, and therefore you have an imbalance, the misper anoshim anoshim, in regards to the number of men or women that are part of this. It's either two men and one woman, or two women and one man, depending on the fetus. Thus is ken zayin as oich dos is negei, and it's possible that too is a problem, that it should be a balance between men and women. So we don't know. It's a little difficult right now. We don't know. Maybe that's important too, to the way they should be escorted. It should be a balance between men and women. Hey, l'chayre kemen oivdem fregen. It would seem that you can ask the following question. The unterfiren or the kvateren is the mutter nishdu uber. You could say, obviously, the escort here, whether for the bris or for the chuppah, is not the baby. Nobody's calling on the baby to be considered an escort. Rather, it's the mother that's the escort. Mit was ist das anders, wie wenn es stehen unter der chuppah noch wer? Why is this different than if under the chuppah you're going to have other people? The photographer is under the chuppah. The rabbi is under the chuppah. The edus are under the chuppah. And who knows who else. So the MC is under the chuppah. So you have all kinds of people there under the chuppah. Vos men is nish makpid of them, and nobody's worried that, well, there's now more than two escorts. There's the, like I said, the guy, the MC is there too. Why is he not interfering to the number and the balance and how many people there are in the balance between men and women? Is the chilik bepashta, so the difference can clearly be understood. The andere zayne dort nish al shushrin. The other people under the chuppah are not there as an escort to the chasna kala, or the klater, or they're not there for a klater. Mashenkin the uber, whereas when we talk about the fetus, thus is a tail from the mutter, which is a part of the mother, as we said before, is er oich b'meila al tail from klater or the shushvina, therefore you can't help but consider the fetus to be part of the escort party. He's a part of his mother, and therefore now you have someone that is officially considered part of the escort party, and now you have either an imbalance of men and women, or there's three people instead of two people, or both problems. In other words, both are considered a problem. And we could see a similarity which we find in another halacha that seems to reflect this same idea. The din, there's a halacha that nimtza echad mehem karuv apostel, if there was a group of witnesses to a certain event, and two of the people of those witnesses happened to be relatives which would disqualify them from being considered to be a set of witnesses, or apostle, or somebody that is disqualified from being a witness. Let's say he was caught that he lied in a previous situation, and we have conclusive evidence that he was lying, however halacha qualifies what conclusive evidence is, so he would be disqualified from ever being a witness again. And he was a part of this group that witnessed a certain event, a dusum betela. So their testimony, or they all came to testify about a certain event. So the whole witness band, this whole group of witnesses, is considered to be a non-effective set of witnesses. They all become cancelled as witnesses. But when do we say this? That halacha only applies dafke wenn sie seine vereinigt als edus. Allah als edus. That is, if all of them consider themselves as a part of the party of witnesses. Niskavnu kulam lahoyd, as the Gemara says, they all intended to be part of the group of witnesses that are going to testify. Oder as sie seinen euch gekommen in Besen lahoyd, or they all came officially to the court in order to testify about this matter. So they all consider themselves to be officially part of the witness party. But then the Korav Apostle had the Shasariya Nishmachav and Given Lahoid. But if one of the people that was disqualified, let's say one of the relatives, so there was two relatives, one of them never intended to be part of the witness party, or the person that was apostle that is deemed an disqualified witness never intended to be part of the witness party. It's just that he happened to be standing by there and he also saw it, but he has no intention to be a witness to it. Let's say, for instance, there's a whole wedding party. There are 200 people in the audience. Certainly that some of them are relatives of the Chasna Kala, and therefore they cannot be a witness. So we don't say that the whole wedding is cancelled because there were people in the audience that were also relatives, because they did not intend to be witnesses. Some people even say that they appoint two witnesses and they declare to the exclusion of everyone else, meaning to say nobody else is a part of the witness party, only these two people which have been vetted. They're not psulim, they're not relatives, and therefore they are kosher witnesses. But people that are merely standing by and not considered to be part of the witness party do not disqualify the group of witnesses which are valid witnesses. Is a dusum from the andere kosher edus. So then the testimony of the other witnesses that were appropriate witnesses, that were valid witnesses, nishbetela, then it doesn't disqualify the whole group. While the korav apostles and initiative gather from nan aid, because the relative or the one that's deemed to be a disqualified witness are not part of the witness group, and therefore doesn't interfere with the group of witnesses. He's not part of it. In a similar way, when we talk about the escorts to the chuppah or to the bris, so anyone that's considered to be an escort, if it's done in the wrong way, too many people, and so on, then they interfere with the party of the escorts. But if they're just standing there for other reasons altogether, they're not considered to be part of the escort party, so then they don't interfere with it, and that's why you can have people standing under the chuppah, and it doesn't in any way interfere with the escort party. Whereas the uber, the fetus, since it's inevitable that he's a part of his mother, so therefore she is part of the escort, so therefore the fetus is also part of the escort party. And now we have a problem that there are too many people in this party. Vav. Kadaika Shapir, if you look even closer into the matter, in the Minyan Anal, Yeshlei Moed, one could say another idea. From Minyan Kaparas Anal, from that minig of Kaparas that we mentioned before, Ben Gea Nisha Muberes, in regards to a pregnant woman, is moving from there, we understand. Nicht as the Uber wird verrechnet als aber sunder Metziers. We can say that the fetus is considered to be a completely independent person from the mother. Varum, because if you did consider the fetus to be an independent person of the mother, oibazoi is nishvashtanig, because then we would be left with the question, vos fara kapora ki yitzvei, what kind of an atonement daf hobman ube b'mei imed, as a fetus who wasn't even born yet and therefore could not have committed any sin at all, why would that fetus need any kind of atonement at anyway? So why does he need a kapora? Why do you need to have an extra kapora for the fetus? Therefore, we have to say, nor as the uber is mishana metzias imay. Rather, what happens is the fetus is not a separate entity from its mother. Rather, it is a part of the mother, but causes a fundamental change in the status of the mother. Moisif inir metzias ba'ifin azi alein ved gerechem vitzvei drai. It adds an element to the mother in which the mother now becomes two people, so to speak, or even three, if it's a twin. Und ribe daf ir kapora alsan ishu maberes, and therefore she needs an atonement, an extra level of atonement, as the woman bashtein von zwei. She needs to have two chickens in order to affect her atonement, not for the fetus, but for her, because she now consists of two people. When later tzveita day mitzadim suffered from dry eifus, and according to the second opinion, she needs three kaparas, because we don't know if the second element that was within her is a male or a female, so she needs both a male and a female to deal with this added element to her personality, to who she is. And to explain the reason for this, what does this mean that she is made up of two people? When the Muberes had gegessen adover osur, for instance, if the matter in which a woman needs atonement for is because she ate something non-kosher, just, you know, taking an example, una siz givorim dama basa mipsara, and therefore the food that she ate became part of her body, in tzricha kapara, and therefore she needs now atonement for having eaten something which is non-kosher. Is achilasa gevarim dam from leva ishu and from leva uber. The non-kosher food that she ingested became blood in her system and so on, part of her flesh, of her flesh and of the fetus's flesh. Besignan achar, to say it in different words, Kol Yosa, which includes an even another element, Tona Zach was Tzarech Kapora, when somebody does something which they need atonement for, Kumt Al Yedeya Adam Bel Chabashteit von Alla Zaynei Varim, the Kulam Miskaprim, it's the entirety of the person with every organ in the body, and it was involved in the commission of the sin, and therefore all of them need to gain atonement. Und oib das is an ishum uberes hat zi euch kol chalki ober beteuch beteuer nor So when we talk about a pregnant woman, so a part of her is also this added appendage. I don't know if that's the right word, respectful word. That's another part of her which also needs kapara. It's not merely another limb in her body that can be included in the one kapara. It's a separate entity. It's made up. She has something different within her, which is, I guess, the potential for another human being, or already considered a human being, which is still a part of her. But just as every part of her body, every limb in her body needs kapara, this fetus also needs kapara. Das heißt, das was sie nimmt, der Tarnigel Shemet Helet Zachar. So therefore, the reason that she takes a rooster in case that fetus is a boy, is nish de far, while the Tarnigel is a kapara for them. Uber is not because you need a rooster for the fetus. The fetus needs atonement. Tomer is a Zachar in case it's a boy. Nor durch dem was telet zocher is igla milse, but rather when she gives birth to a son, what happens is that now we know retroactively azayin de kamaberes is a mitzias given azah, that when she was pregnant with this baby, she was the kind of person was fader toichatan al kaparosa, which needed a rooster for atonement for that part of her which is a male fetus. So it's, in other words, it's not that the fetus needs kapara, it's that she has within her an element which is considered a male, and that part, that male part of her also needs kapara, being her, a part of her, and the kind of kapara it needs is that it needs a rooster, because it's a male part of her, and therefore, not as an independent part of her, but just a part of her which is, has the status of a male, needs a rooster to bring atonement to her, because this is a part of her. Valpiza is moving. So based on this, we can now understand that those was menemt nishken isum uberes al tshushvino the kvater, and that the reason that we don't take a pregnant woman for a bris, as escort for a bris or a chuppah, is nishval the uber fazich zadrite shushvin or the kvater, is not to say that there is a third wheel to the party because the baby is present. That's not what it is. Norval the ishum uberes atzma ved gerechen mervi isha achas, because the pregnant woman herself is made up of two elements. There are two elements of people within this one person. So it's not that we have a baby that has become a kvater, because perhaps that would mean that, you know, don't consider it a kvater. It's that the woman is made up of two independent, separate people. Part of her is another person growing within her, and therefore she is a double person, and therefore leaves an imbalance of men and women. It leaves a third person in the element, as she is made up of two. Zayin. Esfodet zichaber noch bir, but we still need more clarification. Vos mis medayik zu nemen an ish ve isha davka. Why is it that we need a man and a woman to be the escort? We can understand it in regards to the escort of the chosin of akala. Yeshleimer, you could say, adosid kineged achosin of akala, that they represent the chosin and the kala. Abavosid the diuk tzunem and dafka ish v'isha by akvata de bris milva. Why do we need a man and a woman to represent the baby boy? Why do we need a woman for that? Why do we need both? Okanal soiv siv beis is mistaber. And as we mentioned before, it's logical to say, it stands to reason, as the diukat of shaychas teirat zum teichen inyan famila, that whenever there's a minhag that pertains to a certain mitzvah, the minhag has something to say about this mitzvah itself. It's connected to the idea of mila itself, that it needs a man and a woman. It's not just some side issue which wants us to have a man and a woman. It is part of the mitzvah of mila that requires a man and a woman to be the escort. And perhaps we could say, by first explaining the idea of an escort by a chosin v'kala, and then we'll understand by a bris as well. Inyanim von Shushvinin bepashtasis. What is the simple, direct reason why we have an escort for the Chasen and Kala? Hayes as a Chasen and Kala seine bis itzgivem fremd und weit eine von der Zweite. Since the Chasen and the Kala are essentially strangers to each other, they know each other for a while, but they're still never lived together. They're still strangers to each other. Und der Far is and therefore it's difficult out of shyness. There's a certain awkwardness, shyness. So ibishtaun sich mit amol in a matzav von kiruv, to suddenly switch from having been always separate, and suddenly they're very, very close and they become intimate by zeichasana, by their wedding. The riber dafen ze haben dem siyuf von shushvin. That's why they need assistance from an escort, somebody that comes with them. Velche seinen reim, someone that is considered a friend, a good friend, close to them, to the chosen and to the kala. Both the chosen and the needs a close confidant, and the kala too. Kedei zeitemel zayin, in order to support them and to be there for them and to help them along to this very big transition in life. Machazig umeidet zayin Zay in the Kiruv Zalazeh, to strengthen them in this transfer into a close personal relationship with someone whom you were very distant from until now. Und das ist der Tame von Minig Yisrael, and that's the reason why there is a Jewish custom of the Shushvinu Zon Zayna Ish V'Isha, that it should be a man and a woman, Unazug Nosei, in addition, should be a married couple that act as these escorts. For him, see, moving on Pasha, because it's obvious. As oif zu meidet sein dem chassen is masse manish. In order to be there for the chassen, it makes more sense it should be a man. And it should be somebody that is also married. Somebody that is himself married, has gone through it, knows what it is, can be a source of inspiration and strength and encouragement to the chassen, rather than a novice, like let's say a good friend of his who's single himself. What's he going to be able to tell him about marriage? So it should be a man and a married person as well. Well, that is the shushvina. So also the escort of the kala for the kala and ishav in the suah should also be a married woman to be of assistance to the kala. Ches alin yonim v'lamata vernishtal shum zeiv shevish l'mayla. Since everything that is here in the material world evolves from its spiritual source. Everything is created in the spiritual realm, and from that evolves into a material world as well. So also in this matter, the reason why there is an escort for the chosen and for the kala down here by a physical, a flesh and blood wedding. Nemtzer the far the fun. It comes from the fact because this is how it happened by the original, the paradigm chasen and kala. Who are the paradigm chasen and kala? Which is the nesuim for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's the marriage between Hashem, so to speak, as the chasen and the Jewish people or the kala. This is talking about when did this marriage take place at Matan Torah. As the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Zayin Geven B'yem Chasanose refers to Matan Torah. Zayin Geven Derbay Tzvei Shushvinim. So at that marriage, the paradigm marriage, there was also two escorts. Shushvinim the Malka, there was the escort of the king, Hashem's escort, which was Moshe. The Shushvinim the Maternisa, the escort of the queen, meaning the Jewish people, the Kala, was Aaron. Why so? Moshe is the Shushan Mitzad HaChasam. Moshe is the escort from Hashem's side. Eriz Mekarev Umam Shich HaLekuz Mamayil Lamata Tzeidin. He is the one that has the ability to bring down the spiritual power from above to the world below, to the people below, to the Jewish people below. He is the one that has to bring that transition of godliness down to the Yidin. In a way, so to speak, as the escort of the chassan by a regular wedding, which is the one that brings the chassan to the kala. when Aaron is the Shushan Mitzad HaKala. Aaron is the escort that represents the Jewish people, the Kala. Er is Maile Makarev Eden Milmata Lamaile. He is the one that raises up the Yidden that they should be able to meet Hashem in this union. Because an ordinary human being does not have what it takes to meet spirituality. So he has to uplift the Yidden to be able to receive that infusion of spirituality from the Chosn, from the Hashem. That they should become one with Hashem. The Kala, and this is similar to the escort that the Kala has, the Chafitir zum Chosn, which brings the Kala to the Chosn. Und der Zeirach von den Shushvinim by the Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medidin, the need for having these escorts by the union between Hashem and the Yidden is mipnei zeh, but the neshama of the Yidden is the, for the reason, because the neshama of a Yid is yarda berichu gadol migiram lubira mikta. The neshama had to come down from a very, very high place to a very, very low place down here. It came from the top of a mountain very high down to a deep pit down below in this physical world, which is very distant from spirituality and godliness and so on. In Imhelim Hester from Welt, the neshama had to come down into this concealment that exists in this world, the concealment of godliness that exists in this world. And as is da der hergish abushu vayiribish esakirim, and therefore the feeling of a person down here is that you have an awe and a reverence and even a fear of the spiritual. From Gadlus Akel, from the greatness of Hashem, the Reimus from the Mevishim, the fact that Hashem is so elevated and exalted and removed from us, and how are we meant to get close to that? So there is a hesitancy on our part, and therefore we need Aaron to coach us along, to help us get over that fear. As he says now, that's why we need an escort from the side of the Kala, from the side of the Yidden. The function of that shushman, of that escort, is like the role of a woman coming to join and to do the will of her husband. That the Yidden are going to do the will of Hashem, so Maila Zayin the Yidden Sumevishn, to bring up the Yidden to be able to receive Hashem. When Ashushim, that's why you need an escort from the Kala side. When Ashushim it's had a Chasen, the escort from the side of the Chasen was Madrigosav Inyanu Pelosi is Bechinas Ish, that his level is functioning as the man, Vuhuyim Shulbach. That he is the one that rules and has control and so on. So mamshul zayin alakus mul ma'il lematatzu un in Eden, to be able to bring down the lakus from this high and exalted place down here to the Eden, and that's the role of Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to bring that about. Tes und das ist eich de tam was die Shushvinen seine verbunden mit dem Simcha beis anesuin, and that's also the reason why the escort party is also part of the celebration of the Chasen and Kala. They are officially part of the celebration, not just bystanders, but that they are part of the Simcha. Warum der inen a Simcha nemt zu de fun was es tut sich auf a dove chodesh. Joy, it comes from something new. When it's same old, it's hard to get excited about it. When could you have joy and excitement from something new that happens? Und das ist der Inyan von der Chasana. That's the idea of a wedding. Denn an Ish und a Isha, welcher seine Gewen abgeteilt und weit eine von den Zeiten, when a man and a woman that were originally removed, separate from each other, von sind sie seine geboren geworden, from the time that they were born into this world, they were distant from each other. It's only from birth, because the truth is that the Chasen and the Kala are really two halves of one body, of one entity. So until they were born, they may have been one entity, but when they were born, so now they went their separate ways into two half bodies, and now they have to come together again to make up one body. Und die Shushvinin bringen sie zusammen, and now the escorts bring them together to join to Akira v'Yichud, to a closeness and to a bonding with each other. Ruf de Saresa Simcha Neflo. So the this brings out a great joy. And it's the shushvinin that are the escorts that make this up. They are the ones that make it possible. Therefore, they are part of that joy. And the same is also true in the spiritual side of it. From the aspect of its coming down into the world. Is the neshama gevoren ki'ilu v'nifred v'rochuk v'namatzav v'ndaga v'nir yichud v'dveikus mit neibishn. The neshama has become as if, the truth is that essentially the neshama is still connected, but it, on the surface it now seems as if the neshama is now distant and separated from Hashem, from its unity and connection to Hashem, as the neshama was when it was in the heavens above. Und wenn Eden wie sie gefunden sich lamata werden davok miyuchen mit neibishn. But when a yid, the way we are down here in this world, when we connect ourselves and unite and attach ourselves to Hashem, durch Torah mitzvahs, how do we do this? Of course, through the study of Torah and the doing of mitzvahs. Und sie seine mevarer meile din yonim gashmim, and we go about elevating and refining the world, the physical world, the nitzutz kedusha v'zyod madrigosam, those sparks of holiness which also descended from their level of spirituality, the way they were before they came down into this world, and now they became distant, and now they find these sparks of holiness are down here in the physical world, and the Yidden elevate them and refine them and bring them back to the source. This brings about a tremendous joy on the part of Hashem, part of Yidden too. And this is perhaps the reason why Matan Torah is called not just the day of marriage, but also the day of the joy of his heart, is what the pasuk says. The reason is far Matan Torah is given before Matan Torah, as we know, there was the separation that the upper elements could not come down into the lower worlds. The tachtainim and the lower elements from this world loyalu loyanu could not rise up to the upper worlds, to the spiritual place. Now, when matan Torah came along, then it is given the chuppah v'kedushin. In other words, through the marriage that happened at matan Torah between Hashem and the Yidden, from the meivishin mit Yidden, is batel gevaren the gzeira. This removed that separation between the upper and lower. As is gevaren the chibur v'yichud from the meivishin mit Yidden, there became a connection and a unity and a bonding between Hashem and the Yidden. The Yidden gefinizich in avel dolamata. The Yidden, not as the Yidden are neshamas in the world above, but the Yidden as we are people in this world. Al yodam mikolin yonei olam, and through the Yidden there is also now a bonding between Hashem and every element of the world, all physical reality. When the father is a simchas lui, and that's why it's not just a wedding, it's also the day of his joy. This is the greatest joy to Hashem, to be able to become one with the world, which is the whole purpose of why he created the world in the beginning to start with. Yud al pi kolonal. So based on all of this is eich muven the teichem von akvater by abris mila. This also explains why there is an escort by abris mila as well in shechusa to the minyana shushvinim echasana, and the connection between that, those escorts, and the escorts by a wedding, because we said before that they're both one, the same idea. The shleimus of pnimius inyan ayichud from the meivishn mit Eden vert uvgiton dur bris mila. The perfection and the very essential, the core essence of the connection between the Yidden and Hashem, it comes about through the bris. Demul tutzachov the inyan from brisi bipsarchem lebris olam. That's when there is the covenant that Hashem has, which means the essential connection that Hashem has with the Yidden is inscribed on the flesh of the body, and it becomes an eternal connection. As the bris von Eden mit dem Eibishn is chosim and basar agashim von Eden, that this covenant becomes is branded, I don't know, branded on the physical body of a Yid. In other words, that this, what Matan Torah accomplished, that there is an eternal connection, bonding between Hashem and the Yidden, that becomes manifest through the bris. it's now a fact on the body of the Yid. That the upper elements, the spiritual, are now came down to the ones below, and tachteinim gashmi is saying that the lower, meaning the physical world, is able to elevate itself and become connected to the spiritual. Biza the gufa gashmi from the Eden vet kaviyachol bebris midamebishn, that the physical body has now a branding of this coming together of the upper and the lower. It's expressed in a physical way on the Jewish body. In parentheses, warum der Kishur v'chibur von Eden mitten Eibishnim, because the connection that exists between Hashem and the Eden durch andere mitzvahs, through all the other mitzvahs, was yed the mitzvahs, maloshen chatafse v'chibur, because every mitzvah means connection. The word mitzvah means connection and attachment, which means the connection and attachment between Hashem and the Eden. But by those mitzvahs, is nish nikir ha'zay fil in them gufa adam vasuz mekayim ha'mitzvah. It's not manifest. You can't tell. When you look at a hand of a Yid, you can't tell whether he shook a lulav or he didn't shake a lulav. When he did put on tefillin or didn't, you don't see the mitzvah that happened as a result of this hand and the connection that was created between Hashem and the Yid. When you look at the Yid, you don't know. Vidas is by the mitzvah of milah, whereas by the mitzvah of milah, it's manifest. You see it. It's there. It's obvious. It's there on the body. That explains also, gives a deeper explanation in regards to what the Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch, Hastchilas Knisas Nefesh Zu Hakdusha is B'mitzvah Mila, that the beginning of the entry of this holy neshama into the Yid starts by Mitzvah Mila. So now we understand, because it's, you see a physical manifestation of the coming together of Hashem and the Yidden. Und der Ribber, and for this reason, Kishem, Idishushvinim by Achazim Kala Zaina Ishvisha, just like the escorts by Achazim Kala need to be a man and a woman, as we already explained, Valinyon is to Messiah Zain in them Kirav Yichud, because their purpose and their function is to assist the Chasen of Akala to be able to create this bond between them. The Shushu Mitzara Chasen is the under Shushin Mitzara Kala, the escort from the Chasen side and the escortess from the Kala side. Alderazeh is in Sheirish Inu for Chibur from Ishvi Isha. So also when we talk about the original, as I said, the paradigm of this bonding between the husband and the wife, in the, which is the yichud from the meibishim mit the yidden, the bonding of Hashem and the yidden, was kum begilu by a bris mila, which is revealed in the mitzvah of bris mila. Drikt sich das ois loid dem minig Yisrael in the kvater's kein shushvinin. So that is expressed in the fact that the bris expresses the bonding that happens, that happened in the spiritual wedding, which is when Hashem married the Yidden. The bris expresses that in a very revealed and real way on the body of a Yid. So therefore the escorts that come to this, that bring the baby to this, that is expressed according to the Jewish custom, as we said, in the kvaters, in the escorts that bring the baby, in which their role is similar to the escorts by the wedding, which also have to be a man and a woman. That in spiritual terms, what this means is the man that is the escort to the bris represents Hashem, and mitzada meibishnun isha, and the woman that is the escort, she is the escort on the part of the yidden to be able to meet Hashem, mitzada yidden. And the ribe the darfen euch by bris mila zayin azayvish shushvinim by a chasen, and that's why, just like by a wedding, you need a man and a woman to be the escorts for the reasons that we explained before. Dafke an ish v'nan isha, and that's why by a bris you also need that it should be a man and a woman, because in the end what it is, the bris is the physical manifestation of the marriage between Hashem and the Yidden, and therefore you need a man and a woman for that marriage, that physical manifestation of a marriage. Yudalef. Al pize ezech moven. Based on this, we can also understand Fabas Simcha is an inyan ikri by bris mila. Why joy, rejoicing, is such an important part of a bris mila? Punkt vi das is by a chasana, just as it is by a wedding. We don't find so much that whenever a yid does a mitzvah, there is a whole party going on, there's a whole simcha going on. Look at the Rosh Hashanah, and as our sages tell us, that when David HaMelech says, I rejoice over your words, meintas mitzvahs mila, he is referring specifically to mitzvahs mila in regards to that. Chotches dav zayin by yedah mitzvah idos Hashem b'simcha, even though every mitzvah that you do has to come with simcha, yet David HaMelech says sas anoichi, that when he rejoices, it's talking about mila. Bizas the Gemara zokta, and it goes so far that the Gemara says ados is the tam fos miz malish mayna, that this is the reason that Hashem commanded that it should be on the eighth day. Why did the Torah say that the bris should be on the eighth day? So that it shouldn't come out that everybody is rejoicing at the bris. The mother and the father, they don't have reason to rejoice. Meaning to say that in the time of the Torah, in the mitzvah midoraisa, for 7 days after a woman gives birth, the husband and the wife have to be separate. They can't be intimate. After the 7 days, they can already, that goes away. So therefore, only on the eighth day could they be truly rejoicing with each other. So it would be unseemly that everybody can rejoice except for the father and the mother. So we see that rejoicing is an essential element of the bris, so much so that the Torah commanded that it should take place on the eighth day and not interfere with the rejoicing of the mother and the father. As we understand from the Mefarshim, Lentman das ab von dem was Torah stellt herein bei ihm ist mir nicht um Sarah Lossay bei Parsha Seinu. We understand this idea that it should be on the eighth day, that it has something to do with the fact that the father and the mother should be able to be with each other rather than separated. We understand this from the fact that the Pasuk and the Bris should take place on the eighth day comes smack in the middle of the discussion where the Torah tells us these laws of the status of the woman during the first 7 days and then that it goes away for the eighth day and so on. So why is it suddenly mentioned about a Bris? To tell us this is the reason why it's going to take place on the eighth day. Right after the Torah tells us that the woman is going to be tamei, ritually impure, and it means inaccessible to her husband for 7 days, and it goes away on the eighth day, that's where it says that the bris should be on the eighth day. Because the simcha that comes about as a when something new happens, be by chasana, like a wedding, versus vert uvgitan adova chadosh, that a wedding is a very big transformation. Something completely new happens. What is that? As yazav ishes of the imay, that a person leaves his father and his mother, v'dovak beishtoi, and now he becomes attached to his wife, v'hoyil basarechad, they become one entity, canal. Is thus bishleimus by mitzvahs mila. This is fully realized by the mitzvah of mila. Vasas tutzachov the pnimis de kechiber v'yichud von ish v'isha, that the inner meaning of the coming together of the man and the woman, which is Hashem and the Yidden, happens. Brisi b'vsachem libris olam, now becomes imprinted on the Jewish body for eternity. So the marriage, which is the spiritual idea of marriage, is expressed physically in the bris mila. That's the newness, and that's why there is the simcha. The yeshlema is by isha, by an isha is adarabah, and one could say that by a woman it's even more. Vibaldas kemanda mihila damya, since a woman, as the Gemara says, it's as if she had a bris, she is considered to have had a bris, been born with a bris. Vertus uvitang laich badaleida, therefore for her that expression of Hashem being imprinted on the woman, they don't lose out on that. It's it's the Gemara considers it as a woman is circumcised, not that she doesn't get that, but rather she's born that way. This is not a joke. This is something very serious that it means that all that we say about the importance of a bris that happens to a boy is a given, happens, comes along with birth for a woman. By fulfilling these two mitzvahs, piri v'ribi, which is having children, which is the tachlis v'chasana, which is the purpose of a wedding, the sui ish v'isha, the marriage of a man and a woman, or mitzvahs milah, and by fulfilling also the mitzvah milah, is men zeicha b'karif mamish. Very soon we will be zeicha to the geula mitzvah shlema, to the complete and true redemption. Then as ved zayin the shlemus of milah, when we will have the perfect situation of milah. Mol Hashem alekecha zlovavcha, when Hashem will circumcise us, our hearts, the zlovav zarecha, the hearts of our children, when the shleimus b'nisuyin, we will also have the perfection of marriage from Eden mitanayvishn, from the between the Yidden and Hashem. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, ki boyalayech isayech, your husband is your maker, meaning your Hashem, our maker, is our husband. That's when it'll be perfectly realized. On demel vedzayin velnzei de shushvina Moshe Aaron yeimanu, then Moshe and Aaron, who are the escorts, will be with us again to, I guess, escort us to the perfection of marriage between the Yidden and Hashem.